Hello there, thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. It's good to be back and good to be talking for Seek the Truth. I've been away for about a month, I suppose, working in different places, working with youth camps, and a little bit of holiday as well, a couple of nights away. But it's good to be back. And in Liverpool, where I live, this weekend we've got the Tall Ships Regatta coming in. It's coming from the south of Ireland, well, it's arrived already, and it's here over the weekend. And, you know, our fascination with tall ships in the UK seems to regularly ignite our imagination. We seem to like to relive the experience of sailors of long ago with nostalgic thoughts. But of course the raw reality is that the age of sail was tough, rough, dirty and very far removed from the romantic image it creates in our minds. This viewpoint seems to be quite commonplace when we consider previous generations. We usually see the good old days through rose-tinted spectacles, but they might not have been as good as we imagine. Consider living with the loo at the end of the garden. Think about no showers, no central heating, having to retype everything when you made just one mistake. When we become nostalgic, we seem to very quickly forget the benefits of the modern age. However, you might say people were friendlier back then, or at least you could trust people. The truth is that every generation has had its share of wrongdoing. In fact, if we're honest, each individual shares in this as well. I do believe the Bible when it says we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. However, things can be and generally are better than they once were. You know, when you think of terms of personal morality, the offer of peace with God still stands as expressed in the Bible. Forgiveness is still available for the wrongs we have committed. Things can be better if we face our past and trust God for our future. I'd like to, in closing, quote the Bible. It's found in Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 9. Says this: for while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would even dare to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have been now justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And our fascination with the past is interesting, but it really needs to point us to the future. The past is only any good if it helps us for the future. Churchill said often that if we'd learned the lessons of the past, we wouldn't have made the mistakes in the present. And you and I can know the past benefit, or the work that was done in the past through Jesus dying on the cross, can benefit us today if we realise that we need forgiveness, that he paid for it by his death, and that if we confess our sin and trust him, he will forgive our sins. Now please visit the site and listen to some more messages. Please get back to us if you would like a Bible. Please text me the word Bible on 07747 101 352. Give me your name and address and we'll deliver that to you. God bless you. Thanks for listening.